Frangela and Media Headaches. And here, more on the media, the candidates, and the question of racial identity. Day to Day's Alex Cohen.
When the press talks about Barack Obama, it doesn't take long before the conversation turns to race.
It will be the biggest story in American politics in a generation. An African American.
And Mr. Limbaugh, he called Senator Obama a African American.
Can a black man be elected president of the United States?
What you don't often hear is Barack Obama could be the first biracial president. Nor do you hear the candidate refer to himself that way. And that's been a sore spot for many Americans who do identify as biracial.
Friends of mine who are sort of part of the multicultural community very much feel like he should come out and be sort of a proud biracial American.
Joy Zaremka is author of a book and a blog called The Pigment of Your Imagination. Like Obama, she has a black parent from Kenya and a white parent from the Midwest. And like Obama, she calls herself black or African American. And again, like Obama, she sometimes gets grief for not identifying as biracial.
There are many individuals who feel like by using the word black, you are denying perhaps another part of you. So for Barack Obama, he would be denying his white mother by just calling himself a black man.
But there are also practical and political consequences to the word biracial. Just ask Reginald Daniel, who teaches multiracial studies at the University of California at Santa Barbara.
To say you're a biracial or multiracial person is really asking for trouble because, first of all, nobody's going to know what you're talking about.
After all, biracial is a bit vague. It could refer to someone who's half Korean and half Jewish, or half Iranian and half Puerto Rican. Daniel goes on to say there's another much more perilous consequence Obama would face if he identifies as biracial.
African Americans are likely or possibly going to say, oh, you just don't want to be black.
And that's not something a candidate wants voters saying in an election, says Fred Harris. Harris directs the Center for African American Politics and Society at Columbia University. He agrees that if Obama became known as the biracial candidate, many African Americans would feel abandoned.
The candidate becomes invisible to his black roots. I think that would turn off a lot of voters.
And Harris adds, why is identity such a big deal with Barack Obama anyway? After all, Bill Richardson is not calling himself multiracial, even though he's part Mexican, part Spanish, and part Maine Yankee. And you hardly ever hear about ancestry when talk turns to the other candidates.
Giuliani, for instance, no one ever thinks about this. This is, I mean, if he were to win, he would be the first Italian president.
Or would that be Italian-American? It's easy to see where all of this becomes a little overwhelming, which is why Barack Obama may be smart not to dwell on racial labels.
My mother was from Kansas. My father was from Kenya. I grew up in Indonesia. I've got a sister who looks Spanish. I've got a brother-in-law who's Chinese-Canadian.
Speaking at an MTV MySpace presidential forum, Barack Obama identified himself as African-American, not biracial, but he was also sure to refer to the many racial influences in his life. In fact, they're a selling point of his campaign.
I'm very sensitive to making sure that everybody feels a part of America, and that's one of the things that I think I can bring to this presidency. The day I'm inaugurated, the country will look at itself differently and, I think, be more tolerant.
Racial identity may not have played too big a role in the early contests held in predominantly white states like Iowa and New Hampshire, but there's likely to be a lot more talk on the topic as the candidates head towards the next big votes in racially diverse states like South Carolina, Nevada, and Florida. Alex Cohen, NPR News.